Slug constitutes Utah influencers. We use our voice to nurture what's important in inspiring a healthy community. Music, arts, lifestyle, and events.
Shh, are you listening? This is Slug Sound Waves.
I'm Spencer Sayer, and I play drums in Quiet Oaks.
I'm Dane Sandberg, and I sing and play guitar in Quiet Oaks. And the rest of the band members are John Butler on lead guitar, Michael James Moon on bass guitar, and that's it.
So when Quiet Oaks started, we were pretty interested, I guess more dedicated is a better word. We just wanted to dive straight in and work as hard as we could. So pretty much right off the bat, we just started booking tours. We had a crazy long tour, like we're ready to drop our lease of our house and quit our jobs and stuff. With that being said, we didn't have very many songs to go off of. And so a lot of our songs were crafted with a live audience in front of us. And live shows are what we love doing. It's like what introduced us to music and what we want to do. So at the end of these long tours, we had a really strong idea of what people liked and what we liked to play live. And that helped going into the studio a ton. As I mentioned, we hit the ground running pretty hard with our tour schedule and everything. And we were super, super lucky with some of the opportunities that fell into our lap. We were able to record sessions with things like Day Trotter, Audio Tree, and Jam in the Van. All three of those are things that we've watched and followed since we were like little kids, and getting to do it was just so surreal. Like, we were so lucky to be there. But with that being said, the audience that that puts you in front of is so much more than we could have done by ourselves. So it was a huge experience for us. It's also really high-pressure environments. Like, Audio Tree specifically, that airs live in front of a ton of people, and you have one shot to play the songs, and then if you mess up, that's just what everybody sees. And so going into it, we were all super nervous, and at the end of it, once it's over, you're just better at playing in a high-pressure environment. So those helped us with our live shows, because we could handle that kind of pressure.
You meet a lot of people on tour. That's like one of my favorite, probably everyone's favorite part of touring as a band. And we made a lot of really good connections and met a lot of people who inspired us a lot on the road. We met this dude named Tommy when we were in Des Moines, Iowa. And Tommy was a really awesome dude. He is just one of like the nicest, most creative people ever. He saw our full band, our regular show at a venue, and he was like, we got to do a house show. I want you guys to play like all that, but like acoustic. And he had us play a house show, and he played music with us and for us. And he was just like, he's a really talented guy. And it was really cool to see someone so talented and just embrace total strangers, you know, just be like, yeah, stay in my house. You guys are awesome. Let's play music together. Let's create together. And he's one of those guys that's kind of like nonstop, you know. He's always working on something. He's always touring or recording or doing something. So it was really cool to just see like that in a place that I never would have expected it, like Des Moines, Iowa. And in Chicago, my friend Lauren, she used to live in Utah. I met her, and we have been friends for a long time. She moved out to Chicago, and she's dating one of the dudes from a band called Twin Peaks, which is one of our personal like favorite bands. And so going out to Chicago, she got to introduce us to them, and they were super kind, and they got us tickets to their... They played Pitchfork Music Festival in Chicago, so they got us tickets to that, and it was just like... They put on one of the best fucking rock shows I've ever seen in my life that day. And it was just like, man, these dudes kind of seemed like larger than life. And now that we get to meet them, they're just like us and every other band, you know. They're just dudes that play kick-ass rock and roll and have fun. So that was really cool to see that, you know, not everyone gets jaded when they get to that next level, you know? You can get to that next level and not be a piece of shit and still have fun and still be kind to your fans and strangers. And so that was really cool.
So we recorded pretty all right with Wes Johnson at Archive Recording in Salt Lake. Archive is a really awesome studio. We've been working with Wes since I was probably about 13, I think. But because we've worked with him for so long, it was kind of a no-brainer that we were going to do the album with him. He knows what we like, and it's easy to work with him. So his studio is also perfect for live recording. He has a huge main tracking room and then a bunch of ISO rooms, so you can isolate and still fix things if they're bad, but do most of the tracking live. Tracking live was a no-brainer for us. There was so much of our energy and things like that that we weren't able to translate into any other recordings. In our past projects, we've usually multi-tracked, you know, play to a click and like make everything perfect and sound great. And then you go back and listen to it, and it's like, that's not what we sound like. Like, if someone comes to a show and sees us play, we're going to hand them a CD that sounds nothing like what they just saw, and we really don't want to do that. So we knew we were going to do it live, and Wes was really awesome about helping make that happen in the most professional way. We also did a ton of pre-production. We can't really afford to spend money in the studio and work out kinks. So we spent months demoing the songs and making sure we knew everything we wanted to do, trying things that we probably never would have. Most of it we didn't keep. It was just kind of a chance to try everything. So when we finally made it to the studio, we had a checklist of the things we needed and the parts that we needed, and we were able to just record it all, punch everything out in about 6 days.
All the songs that are on there are like really personal. Like, we still want to be a rock band and we want to have fun, but we like that dichotomy between like, this is a good rock and roll song, but you know, I wrote this in a place that, you know, I maybe wasn't feeling so good. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's kind of like some of those John Lennon solo songs or some of the Beatles songs that John wrote. You know, they have this like really fun, if you don't really focus on the lyrics, you don't even know that he's singing about suicide or depression or murder or something like that, you know? Because I think it's easy to connect with that, you know? Like, I think that that's part of the reason people like John Lennon and Bob Dylan and these kind of classic greats, you know, they did that sort of thing. And if it's like something like depression and anxiety, it, in this day and age, everybody has it. You know what I mean? It's not, I mean, I know you can still have it more intense than other people, but most people I know suffer from that. And so I like putting those themes in the music, because it's like, yo, we're in this together. Like, this shit is hard sometimes, you know? Something that Jeff Tweedy from Wilco always talks about with his lyrics, because if you don't listen to Wilco, Wilco has kind of wonky lyrics sometimes, and it's like hard to tell what the hell he's talking about sometimes. And I was listening to an interview with him, and he talked about like he wants his lyrics to be personal and detailed enough that you can relate to it and like kind of dissect it, but also vague enough that anyone can do that. You know what I mean? And I think that's super cool. Like, I think that's why Wilco has such a diverse fan base, you know, and I want to have that.
I think Dane's lyrics do a good job at that, because there's like a, I've known him like my whole life, so there's a lot of his lyrics that the second I hear it, it's like, ooh, wow, like I, that's gnarly. But a lot of people would have no idea. Like, I have people will ask me what the lyric is, and their interpretation of it is so different than what it actually is about. And sometimes it's cool, you hear where people take the lyric, and it's like, oh my god, that's really awesome. But
it's super dope. Makes songs bigger than they are. You know what I mean? It makes people think that I'm a better writer than I am if they're like, man, and this lyric, that means that. You know
it's
what
like,
I mean?
Oh no, that's not about that.
Oh, I was talking about boozing and shit.
So the release of Pretty Alright, it's very gratifying. It's been a long time coming. We started the band very quickly. So when we first decided to be Quiet Oaks, we basically named it, had like four songs maybe. And then some of our friends, they played in the band Desert Noises, and they moved out to Nashville. They offered us a spot to open a like a residency show out in Nashville. We weren't really a band, but it was also an opportunity that we didn't want to miss. So we threw together our first EP like in a month. We had like 30 days to write, record, release, and book a tour to Nashville. So that first EP, I'm really proud of it. I think it's cool. We recorded it in our basement by ourselves, and like it's pretty rough around the edges, but it was what we were at the time. It's going to be so nice to have a full album with the songs that we play, and because Pretty Alright is what we are as a band right now. Our EP was cool, but it was thrown together quickly, and we were a different band by the time we got home from that first tour. So to finally get an album that you can come to a show and see us live, and I can hand you a CD and be proud of it and say, this is what you just saw, that's going to be the coolest feeling ever.
I'm really looking forward to going out again, just being out on tour again. That shit is so much more fun than staying in the same place, you know? And I love these guys that are in the band, so it's really fun to go out on the road with these guys and meet new people and play shows. Also, like what Spencer was saying, I'm really, really excited to be able to get done playing and someone be like, so which album should I buy? I'd be like, this one.
So tell me that it's easy. Tell me that you found somebody else.
The song we are going to premiere is called Easy, and it's going to be on our album Pretty Alright. We're really proud of this song. We released an acoustic video of this song that people seem to really like. And it was kind of fun to do this song on a record and be able to add a lot of percussion, be able to add acoustic and electric guitars, make it sound more like a bigger Rolling Stones kind of track rather than just me playing an acoustic. Because I wrote this song a little while ago, and it was hard for it to translate with the band. Like, I would play it for all the guys, and they'd be like, man, that's fucking awesome. Like, we should definitely play the song. And then we'd all hop on our instruments, and it was just like, it's not working somehow. But we kind of, when we were demoing, we figured out a way to record it that it sounds like it's supposed to sound. Like, when I wrote it, I envisioned it sounding. Like, when we play it, we envision it sounding. So, yeah, we're really excited to show you guys this track.
Won't you say you gotta look somewhere? the friends that I call home, they're never gonna show me a side that I don't adore. So I try to let it show, shining through the hate that's all I know. It's a glimmering of hope, and baby, that's all I need.
So the album release show is going to be at Urban Lounge on March 17th.
St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. I'm excited. We got like our best friends in the band Strange Familia to play with us.
And Andrew Goldring.
Andrew Goldring is going to play.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, we like couldn't be more stoked on the lineup. We knew we wanted it to be like all friends and like just more of an album release party than a show.
And it's only $5.
Yeah, so doors open at 8 o'clock, and then, yeah, we'll just be partying from there. It's going to be a good time. I mean, if you have any St. Patrick's Day plans, that's going to be a good option.
You can get any of our music at quietoaksmusic.com, and Kickstarter homies, we love you, and your gifts are coming.
Yeah, this wouldn't happen without you guys.
Yeah, we'll be, your shirts and CDs and all that fun stuff is going to be there in about a month.
Yeah, but also, we leave for tour right after this show, so this is kind of like a last chance to see us for a few months. So definitely come make it out. It's going to be a good time.
Sponsored by 90.9 FM KRCL Radio, connecting community through remarkable music and positive social change. Listen today, 90.9 FM.